Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for October 26th to November 1st, 2013. The Israeli government this week approved 1,500 new homes for West Bank settlers. Meanwhile, troops attacks targeting Palestinian communities left 5 dead. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. On Friday, 5 Palestinian civilians were injured when Israeli troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets to attack the weekly protests organized at a number of West Bank communities. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbu Bannoura has the story.
Anti-wall and settlements protests were organized this week at the villages of Al-Nabi Saleh, Bil'in Na'lin, Central West Bank, and Al-Masara village in Southern West Bank. At the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the wall. Israeli soldiers stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at the unarmed protesters. As a result, 3 civilians were slightly wounded by rubber-coated steel bullets in Bil'in, while many others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation in both locations. Meanwhile, in the nearby village of Al-Nabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets to suppress the villagers and their supporters before leaving the village. 2 residents were wounded after being hit by rubber-coated steel bullets. Shortly after, Israeli soldiers stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers attacked the residents of Al-Masara and their supporters at the village entrance. Troops used rifle butts and batons to force people back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abd Rabbu Bannoura.
This week, 26 Palestinian political prisoners were set free. Meanwhile, the Israeli government approved the construction of 1,500 new settlement units in the West Bank. IMEMC's George Shmawi has more.
Chief Palestinian negotiator Dr. Saeb Erekat stated that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas never accepted a transitional solution to the conflict and will never abandon the legitimate rights of the Palestinian people. Erekat said that such rumors are unfounded and violate the understanding reached between Israel and the Palestinians, clearly stating that direct peace talks aimed at attaining a solution on all final status issues without transitional or partial agreements. He said that all talks with Israel are currently focused on core issues of the final status, adding that transitional solutions were never discussed. Erekat's statement came following Israeli allegations on Tuesday evening that Abbas is showing some leniency towards accepting transitional solutions after he has always rejected them. The chief Palestinian negotiator also commented that by doing so, Israel is testing the grounds for transitional solutions and said, quote, in real life, such statements are nonsense and baseless, end quote. Erekat also affirmed that Israel must stop all ongoing illegal settlement expansion, which forms a clear violation of all agreements. Such comments come as the Israeli government has announced its intention to build additional 1,500 units for Jewish settlers in the illegal settlement of Ramat Shlomo in occupied East Jerusalem. In the meantime, Israel freed 26 Palestinian prisoners from its jails as part of an agreement mediated by the United States to ensure the resumption and continuation of peace talks that were halted for 3 years due to ongoing Israeli violations, including invasions, arrests, and ongoing settlement activities. The agreement is meant to ensure the release of all 104 detainees held by Israel since before 1993 on 4 stages. Back in mid-August, Israel released the 26 veteran detainees held since before Oslo. 14 of them are from Gaza and 12 from the West Bank. Political analysts said the latest Israeli decision to build new settler units is meant to calm down the political climate in Israel in the aftermath of the release of the Palestinian prisoners. On his part, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said that the Palestinians have never accepted the release of prisoners in return of accepting Israel's settlement activities. For IMEMC News, this is George Ishmael.
This week, the Israeli army conducted 61 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. During these attacks, Israeli troops killed 5 Palestinians and kidnapped 49 others. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya reports.
2 Palestinian lawmakers and 2 children were among those kidnapped by the Israeli army this week. Both officials Nizar Ramadan and Mohammed Bader were kidnapped by Israeli troops on Tuesday of this week from Hebron City. The Israeli army kidnapped 20 Palestinian men in total on Tuesday. On Friday, Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas movement, has reported that 4 of its fighters have been killed during armed clashes with Israeli soldiers who invaded areas east of Khan Yunis in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Several residents were injured as the army bombarded Khan Yunis while dozens of soldiers advanced into the area using armored vehicles. Israeli military helicopters also fired a number of missiles and dozens of rounds of live ammunition. The brigades added that its fighters ambushed Israeli vehicles invading an area east of Khan Yunis, opened fire at them, and wounded 5 soldiers. On Monday, the Israeli Air Force fired at least 1 missile at an area close to an elementary school northwest of Gaza City. Damage was reported, but no injuries. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers killed on Tuesday at dawn a Palestinian young man and kidnapped 4 others during an invasion targeting Kabatia town near the northern West Bank city of Jenin. Ahmad Imad Tazaza, 22, was shot by a live round in the heart during clashes with the invading soldiers, as local sources reported. Also in northern West Bank this week, a group of Israeli settlers uprooted on Wednesday 600 olive trees owned by Palestinian farmers from the village of Ain Yabus, south of Nablus city. Villagers said that the settlers came from the nearby Yitzhar illegal settlement. Earlier in the week, a number of extremist Israeli settlers attacked on Monday a Palestinian man in his own land near Nablus, before settlement guards kidnapped him instead of removing the settlers. In Jerusalem this week, several Israeli military jeeps and police vehicles, combined with bulldozers, invaded Beit Hanina in occupied Jerusalem on Tuesday and demolished an apartment building. The owner, Amin Shweiki, said that dozens of soldiers invaded the area, declared it as a closed military zone, and demolished the building without any warning. He added that the families were not even given a time to remove their furniture and belongings from the building. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Kumsiya.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for October 26th to November 1st, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mighari and me, Ghassan Badnoura.